Who's Hacked? The latest cyber attacks and data breaches covered by Cybercrime Magazine. I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine, Steve Morgan. The Beacon Herald recently reported the town of St. Mary's in Ontario, Canada, is working to restore its crippled computer systems after a ransomware attack locked the municipality's internal server and encrypted its data. Town staff are now working with cyber incident response experts to pinpoint the source of the breach, restore the municipality's backup data, and assess the impacts of the attack. St. Mary's Mayor Al Strathdee told the Beacon Herald, "We've hired a large security firm that is familiar with the type of cyber incident we are experiencing and is guiding us through what to do." Steve, what's your take?
Well, better safe than sorry. I think they acted very quickly. The town immediately, after learning of the breach, took steps to secure everything to the best of their ability by shutting all of their systems down. Now, I have followed, we've reported on towns globally, towns, cities, provinces, countries who have suffered attacks, and they don't do that because I think it spooks everybody. But I think there's some wisdom here, for this town. If you shut everything down, well, yes, you might be impacting people more than you'd like, but it does give law enforcement and the firm that they hired a much better opportunity to investigate and determine before turning things back on.
Steve, my next question to you is going to be, how do smaller towns prepare for cyber attacks? But I think you answered this a little bit by saying, if you have to take what some might perceive as a more drastic measure in order to save what you have, or when you're calling in law enforcement or, a cyber response company to deal with the situation, you might have to take measures beyond what some would perceive as normal or reasonable, perhaps.
I think for a small company or a small town, it's all about an incident response plan. So in the absence of having cyber personnel, which they are not going to have full-time cybersecurity experts, well, what do we do if there is a cyber attack or a breach? What's our game plan? It sounds like they immediately had one here. They had an outside firm they were working with, shut our systems down. They contacted law enforcement that same day. We're reading about something here where the town sounds like they were prepared.
Steve, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
For daily coverage on latest cyber attacks and data breaches, visit cybercrimewire.com.